Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, let alone have time for yourself? Well, guess what? You're not alone. That feeling of being overwhelmed and stretched too thin is something we all experience at some point. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that way. The secret sauce? Building healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your time, energy, and even emotions. They help you define what's acceptable and what isn't, protecting those precious resources so you can show up as your best self, both personally and professionally. Today on Daily Stoic Power, we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, uncovering 5 key takeaways that can transform your life. First up, recognize that saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. It's easy to get caught in the trap of people-pleasing, constantly trying to meet everyone's needs but neglecting your own. Remember, you're not obligated to take on every request or commitment that comes your way. It's okay to politely decline, and trust me, saying no more often will actually free up space for the things that truly matter. Second, identify your non-negotiables. These are the core values and principles that drive you, the activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Once you know what's non-negotiable, protect those fiercely. Schedule time for them in your week, just like you would any other important appointment. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. Think clear, concise communication that leaves no room for misinterpretation. When someone asks for something that crosses a line, gently but firmly state your boundary. For example, instead of saying I'm really busy, try I appreciate you asking, but I've already committed to other projects this week. Fourth, remember that boundaries are not static, they evolve as you do. What works for you today might not work for you tomorrow. Be open to adjusting your boundaries as your needs and priorities change. Finally, practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be tough, especially if you're used to putting others first. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself. You deserve to have your time and energy respected. Think about that amazing feeling when you finally put your feet up after a long day, knowing you've protected your well-being. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, buried under a mountain of emails and tasks, when your boss asks for an additional project, one that stretches your already thin schedule. You know you have other commitments and deadlines looming, but saying no feels impossible. That's where those boundaries we talked about come in. Instead of letting yourself get overwhelmed, take a deep breath and remember your non-negotiables. Perhaps it's prioritizing quality time with loved ones or carving out time for personal projects that bring you joy. You can politely explain to your boss that while you're eager to contribute, your current workload wouldn't allow you to dedicate the necessary time and energy to this new project without jeopardizing other commitments. Suggest alternative solutions, like delegating tasks or revisiting the proposal at a later date when your schedule is less demanding. You'll feel empowered knowing you've protected your time and energy while still maintaining professionalism and respect for your boss. So remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being and success. It's about creating space for what truly matters, both personally and professionally. By implementing these 5 key takeaways, you can reclaim your time, boost your energy levels, and unlock a sense of inner peace that will transform your entire life. Ready to start building those boundaries? Start by identifying one area in your life where you need to set more limits. It could be your work schedule, social commitments, or even how you spend your free time. Once you've identified that area, think about what kind of boundary you want to set. Be specific and clear with yourself, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips and let me know in the comments below how setting boundaries is making a difference in your life. Until next time, keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.